So Tashma, the Gemara brings a Braisa. Okay, Rabbi, so you understand the question? The hair that's attached to a person, or we're going to see fruits that's attached to the ground. So ground, I'm sorry, karka, real estate, or a person, if you donate the value to the Beis HaMikdash, 10 dayonim to evaluate its price. And how much do you owe to the Beis HaMikdash? If it's metaltoin, then it's enough for 3 dayonim. So Gemara brings a Braisa. Tashma, hamakdish es avdoi, ein ma'ilim boi. If you're makdish, you're ever to the Beis HaMikdash, there's no me'ila by the Yevid. Me'ila only applies to metaltoin, not to karka. Rav Shimon Gamliel, ma'ilim boi. You can't have me'ila by the Yevid. Besairoi, how can you have me'ila by the Yevid? The Yevid is hukash l'karkos. The Yevid is like the ground itself. There's no me'ila by karkos. No, but you could be ma'il besaro with his hair. V'kaimelan the besaro ha'omed ligazes pligi. What they're arguing about is, can there be me'ila by the Eved's hair? The Eved himself, there's no me'ila because Eved is hukash l'karko, just like there's no me'ila by karko, there's no me'ila by avadim. But what about his hair? The hair is going to be cut. So is the hair like metalton or is the hair like karkos? Shmamino, name a hani tanoi, hani tanoi. So it's a machlok. It's tanoim, this issue. Do we say akola oimid kegoz, ligzois kegoz, is dummy or not? So this is also machlok, it's tanoim, this nan. There are things that are like the ground, but not exactly entirely like the ground. And Chachamim did not agree to Reb Meir. Ketzad, what are they arguing about? One person says to the other, I lent you 10 vineyards that had peiros on them. She said, I only borrowed 5. So that's called the halacha of moedah b'miktsas. If I say to you, you owe me $100,000, you say, I owe you nothing. So if you're kaifer hakel, you don't have to do anything. Anybody could come over and accuse me of owing the money. I'm not obligated to respond to every accusation. But if I'm moedah b'miktsas, I say, I know you. You're right, I borrowed 50 grand, not $100,000, I borrowed half, moedah b'miktsas. Or even if I agree to $10,000, if I agree that I know you and I owed you money, even if we disagree about the amount, now I have to take a shvua midoiraisa, shvua smayda b'miksas. So over here, you said you lent me 10, I said I only borrowed 5. Remeir mechayv, chachamim omim, kol mechuba l'karka, reyu k'karka, and there's no shvua on karkos. We don't have time to bring all the sources for all these things, but avodim is hukash l'karka, and you can't take a shvua, and there's no me'ila by karka, and you cannot take a shvua on karka. Now we're talking about grapes that are meant to be harvested. One of them holds that that's like metaltoin. That's a mayor. And then you can take a shvu on metaltoin. The other one holds, no, the grapes, even though they're about to be cut, are not kibitzuras damin. It's not as if they've already been cut. And therefore you cannot take a shvu on these grapes. Even though we did, as you say, I gave you 10 vineyards. I say I only borrowed 5, and normally that would warrant a shvu d'oraisa, not here, because it's still considered to be karka. So says the Gemara, no, loy, afilu tamer Reb Meir. The two issues are not related necessarily. The hair being cut and the grapes being picked are not necessarily related to one another. Afilu tamer Reb Meir, even Reb Meir might argue that that's only by grapes. That's because the longer you leave the grapes on, the worse or the more tenuous their connection becomes to the vine. But the hair, the longer you leave the hair there, the longer and longer it will grow. So the attachment or the relationship between the hair and the head of the Yevid doesn't diminish over time. However, the connection between the grapes and the vine, that does diminish, and therefore perhaps he would say kibitzuras damyan there, but not by the hair. He would not say kol agoza, kol ami ligzos kigozos dami. Okay, interesting shayah, which seems to be unrelated over here to our Mishnah, but the Gemara brings it up as to how to figure out the distinction between karka and metaltoin. Certain halachas depend on karka, certain halachas depend on metaltoin. Where's the line between the two? What if you have something that's going to be cut, or aimed to be cut, like the hair? Is Oime Ligzois Kigazas Dami? So we had a Machlaikis Tanoim. Is that considered to be Kigazas Dami or not? And then we had a Machlaikis by Anavim Ha'imdim Libotzer. Are they Kibitzuras Damian or Lav Kibitzuras Damian? Is it going to be picked? So maybe they're considered Bitzuras Damian, or since they're maybe not going to be picked. I'm sorry, they're definitely going to be picked, but since they haven't been picked yet, do we consider that metalton or do we consider that karka? And we related that to the issue of shvua, because ain't shvua b'karkos, and to the issue of mi'ila, ain't mi'ila b'karkos. But look at Tosfos. Tosfos says that this issue doesn't seem to carry through consistently to all areas. Look at Tosfos. Seir ha'omid ligazes. How do we know there's no me'ila by karka? That's the first brayso. Okay, we have two issues with this issue. The Gemara brought up two instances where we have a machlokes tanaim about this issue. One issue, one instance is by me'ila, where the hair is omeid ligazes. Do we consider that as if it's been nigzaz already or not? The other place we brought it up is by shvua, by karkos. Do we consider the grapes that are omeid to be picked as if they've been picked already or not? So by the first case of me'ila, and then the Gemara argues perhaps the two are not linked. But by the case of me'ila, Rashi explains, what's the source that ain me'ila b'karkos? Look at Rashi, ain me'ilim boy. The eved harehu k'karka, an eved is like karka, but ain me'ila b'karka. There's no me'ila by karka. How do you know there's no me'ila by karka? Mesechtes me'ila gomar, chit, chit, mitruma. Learned that from truma, the gzera shava, chita chita. And Tosfos brings this up over here at Divrei Maskil Seyar. Look at Tosfos. Ava gav de me'ila yafina mitruma. Even though me'ila is learned that from truma with the gzera shava, just like truma doesn't apply if it's mechuba l'karka. What does that mean? It means you cannot separate. Let's say I want to separate truma. You can't say, oh, you see that grape over there that's hanging on the tree? That's truma for the kayin. Kayin, you'll get that when it falls off. And that should be truma for this entire pile that I have over here that's about to go to the store. But you can't do that. You cannot separate truma on something that's mechuba. Or let's say I want to get it, you know, I'm going away on vacation. And I want people to be able to eat the fruits of my tree, but I can't separate truma yet because they're still hanging on the tree. So I'll separate truma now. This fruit should be for all those fruits that are still on the tree. You can't do that. You can't separate for fruits that are on the tree, and I can't use fruits on the tree to separate for fruits that are off the tree. Cannot separate truma while it's still on the tree. So Abba gav de mi'ilo yafina mi'truma. Ule inyan truma, everyone agrees. Loyam rinon, kol ha'oime liksor kakotzer dami. No one's going to say, 1 minute, those grapes are going to fall off. Come on. Everyone knows the grapes are going to fall off. Can I separate truma on them now? Can I use them as truma since they're about to fall off? They're going to fall off? Well, we consider the, according to the psalm, we consider the hair of the Eved as metaltuin and there could be me'ila. No, there's no me'ila in karkos, there's no me'ila in avodim because avodim are connected to karkos. But his hair, maybe, because the hair is going to be cut at some point. So we say, and the whole source of ain me'ila b'karkos is from truma. Nonetheless, not the same. By truma, everyone agrees. We don't say, kol ha'omei liksar k'kotzer dami. Du'inyin ha lo yalfina mi'truma. This far, we don't go with the connection to truma. So you see from this Tosfos that the two are not necessarily, even though by me'ila b'karkos, we'll distinguish in kol ha'omei liksar k'kotzer dami. All of a sudden, when it comes to truma, we had a machlekes by shvuas also, is do we say, but there are some areas where we're not going to apply this rule. Where will we not apply this rule? We're not going to apply it by truma. No one's going to say that a fruit's about to fall off, already that's considered to be talush, and then you can separate truma samaisis with this fruit. No one would say that. Why? Why should there be a difference? Why should we distinguish between me'ila and between Shavua as opposed to Trumas? How come by Me'ila and by Shavua, the Gemara is not sure, call me Ligzas Kagazas Damian, of Ma'imdim Libatsa Kabitsuras Damian, Lab Kabitsuras Damian, but yet when it comes to Truma, no one's going to say that. What's the difference between the two?
Truma go to like a person and
Me'ila is the base. Me'ila is stealing from the base of Me'ila. I agree with you, but what? But either it's attached or it's not attached. Either it's Karka or Metaltoin. Shouldn't those definitions be consistent throughout? So Meister Shalavetchik said, you see from here that there's a difference between karka, what's called the ground, and what's called mechubar, what's called attached. Some halachos depend on what's called karka versus metaltoin, real estate versus commodities. So you have grapes, they're about to be cut. Maybe you can't call that real estate. I mean, the grapes are going to fall off. How can you call it real estate? How can you call it karka? Or avodim are hukshu l'karkos. They don't fit in our modern definition of real estate, but avodim are, you know, a kind of real estate. It's karka. Hukshu l'karkos. But the hair is going to fall off. Hair is itself a commodity. It could be sold for wigs or something. So hair is a commodity. So is this a commodity or is this avodim hukshu l'karkos? This is a real estate type item. However, truma doesn't depend on karka versus metaltoin. Truma depends on Tolush versus Mechubar. Is it attached to the ground or detached from the ground? And that's a totally separate definition than Karka versus Metaltulun. Tolush versus Mechubar is different than Karka versus Metaltulun. The two, therefore, function on different in different orbits because they're discussing really different terms. Rav Moshe Soloveitchik brought a raya to this from Taisus and Mesechlis Bar Metzia. Taisus writes in Mesechlis Bar Metzia, Rabbi said, what about apples or grapes on Shabbos? Can you pick them? One of the Lamates Melochas of Shabbos is Koitzer. You cannot detach things from the ground. Can you, what about the grapes are going to fall off? The guys are Grace Alamdin. I know them. So can you say that by Shabbos too? Says Taisus, no. Avagav, the pligi hachle inyan Shabbos. Avagav, the pligi hachle. Even though there's machlekas over here, kibitzuris damin, lav kibitzuris damin, the inyan Shabbos by Shabbos, moi the kuliyam of the lav kibitzuris damin, and the toilet should be chayiv. Why is Shabbos different? Why is Shabbos different than Shavua and Meila, which is a discussion in our Gemara? Do we say ha'ayim ligzois kegazus dami, or do we say you know that anavim ha'amim libatzer kibtzuris damin lav kibtzuris damin? How come it doesn't apply to Shabbos? Shouldn't we be consistent? The answer is Shabbos depends on tolosh versus mechubar, whether it's attached to the ground or detached to the ground. It doesn't depend on real estate versus commodities. Those are two entirely different worlds and different definitions. So therefore, this whole machleik is about kibtzuris dami, lav kibtzuris dami, emily gozes, kigozes dami, or not. It doesn't apply to Shabbos. Because it depends on tolosh versus mechuba, not on karka versus metaltolin. Yes?
Also, by Shabbos, can you say that the Indian that we're talking about there is that the fruits are going to get bad if they stay on the vine, right?
Yeah.
By Shabbos, it's like...
No, but as you go, as the fruit stays on the tree, it gets weaker and weaker. That's what Rameyer meant to say. It meant to say the connection gets diminished over time, not increases over time. It doesn't mean that ultimately it's going to fall off in 24 hours, which is true on Shabbos too. As long as the fruit ripens, it gets. What happens is the connection falls off from the tree, and then ultimately it just drops from the tree.
I'm saying that's why you wouldn't be able to.
He just means it's going in the wrong direction. It's diminishing versus increasing. Yeah.
Why would the fact that the discussion is based on I guess the argument is based on Talush versus Mechubar and Karga versus Metaltulin elicit a certain response though? Why is the fact that it's Talish versus Mechubar would say that that everyone agrees that Omeid Liksor is not Kekatsor, but if it were Karga versus...
The discussion makes no sense. See, if I could discuss with you, we could discuss, are grapes a commodity or real estate? You would laugh if we would call grapes real estate. I mean, you would have real estate section of the New York Times and everything, things about, grapes. It doesn't belong in that section. Because it's metalton. Why is it metalton? Why is it a commodity? Oh, it's attached to the ground. The answer is, yeah, but it's going to become detached. So we all know what it is. So certain halakha, but at the same time, Shabbos doesn't depend on those definitions. The discussion revolves around the different point, which is this considered attached to the ground or not attached to the ground? It's an entirely different discussion.
So the hair would be...
Hair also. Hair is a commodity. There's a price for hair. So to call hair, even if Avadim, there'd be an Avadim section of the newspaper, there would not be a hair discussion. Would it make sense to be there? You follow what I'm saying?
Yes, that would be
called. That's the dispute between the Tanoim. Oh, but right now it's attached. That matters. What kind of item is this? But that's not what Shabbos depends upon. Shabbos depends upon whether it's attached or detached. Truma depends on whether it's attached or detached. They're two totally separate discussions. Perhaps, first of all, you see this. I'm sorry. Perhaps that's why many Paiskim are Mako on this Shaila. Look in Kamsa Plamaisa. Look at Yaradeya. In Hilchas Chatzitza, when a woman goes to the mikvah, same token, if a man would go to the mikvah for Taros, nowadays we don't do it, but even for Tfilas Ezra, some are Makban and Chatzitzas. So you have to make sure that there's nothing external on your body which prevents the water of the mikvah from touching every part of her body. If it is a miut ve'eno makbid, if it's a minority little thing, and most people would not be careful to remove it, me'ikara, then it's not a chatzitza. If it's makbid, or it's rubai, if she would be makbid to remove it, or it's rive of the body, even if she's not makbid to remove it, that's a chatzitza. That is a chatzitza which prevents the tefillah from being valid. But if it's a miut, a minority part of the body, ve'eino makbid, she's not careful to remove it, so then fine. It really makes her a din, huh?
What's an example of like differences, like earrings versus...
An earring is... Okay, let's say a ring she keeps on all the time. It's a miut, and it's tight, and prevents the water of the mikvah from getting through. It's a miut, ve'eino makbid, she's not makbid to remove the ring. If she removes the ring to knead dough, then she is, sometimes she is careful to remove it, so then maybe it would be a chatzitza. But let's say, you're not makbet to remove it, you don't care if it's there. Or nail polish, not makbet to remove it, she doesn't care that it's there. The ikar adin would not be a chatzitza. If it's nail polish that's chipped, now she is makbet, she is going to care, so now you have to remove it, me ikar adin. Okay, yeah.
Makbet that is on her body, or makbet?
Yeah, she would remove it. Nail polish is chipped. A woman.
So, like, if you remove the dough, remove the ring, the dough, it's just not.
So right. Then she sometimes makbid, you know, sometimes makbid to remove it. But if she always leaves it there, so then.
Is that because she doesn't want to get the?
We're in the ring, yeah.
She doesn't really care that it's.
Right. So whatever reason, if you're makbid sometimes to remove it, so then it would be makbid. So then, okay, maybe it could be a chatzitza. The nail polish is a better example. Nail polish, she doesn't want it there. So she's going to remove it. She hasn't gotten around to it yet. Now she wants to go to the mikvah. That's a chatzitza, would cause a problem. Okay? But the minig is to remove all chatzitzas. Women don't go to the mikvah with any chatzitzas. Even if it would be nail polish that she's not going to be makbid to remove, that's a minig of the noshim, that they remove all chatzitzas, whether it's makbid or eino makbid. Every meal they try and remove all chatzitzas. Fine. What about nails? She has to cut her nails or not? What would you say? A nail is a chatzitza? No. A nail is part of her body. She doesn't have to remove her ears before she goes to the mikveh. She has to remove her nails. The nails are part of the body. That's like every other part of the body. So says the Shulchan Aruch, Davka Butzek Shitachas Hatziparin. What if she has dirt underneath her nails? Oh, okay. That's a chatzitza. Aba Hatziparin Atzmein a chatzitza. The nail itself is not a chatzitza. Vafilim Haisa Gedorla. Even if it's a big, long nail, and she's going to cut it, it's already coming, you know, in front of the skin, it's part of her body. Says the Ramah, that's only if there's no dirt underneath it. But if there's dirt underneath it, so then it would constitute a chatzitza. Now they so that's why women cut their nails. Why do they cut the nails before the mikvah? Because they're afraid that there's dirt underneath the nails. Afil matziparin achas nishar biyod v'tavla. Nowadays that we cut off the nails because we're afraid that there's dirt underneath the nails. Now if she'll go to the mikvah without cutting her nails, even if she cleaned it out, tzricha tefila acheres, she has to go to the mikvah again. V'chein oigen. Why does she have to go to the mikvah again? So it's Machlekes Achrayim, how to understand this Ramah. Machlekes Lamaisa. The Shach claims it's because we say, since you're going to cut the nails because of the dirt that's underneath the nails. And you can't have dirt underneath the nails, chatzitza. So since that's why the woman cut the nails, so before she goes to the mikvah, she always cuts her nails. If you don't cut it, what is it now? A chatzitza, because that's not part of her body. Or let's say, Pesachei Teshuvah discusses the woman who shave their heads after they get married. So he says, how can she go to the mikvah before she gets married with her hair? So now it's a chatzitza. So they say, yeah, but that's mechusar ma'isa. You're already missing the marriage in between. And it's not oimed yet. Wait till the marriage happens. Before she goes to the mikvah, before the marriage, who knows what will happen at the marriage, you know? Until the marriage happens, we're not sure it's going to happen. But here, every woman cuts the nails before they go to the mikvah, so koha oimei ligzois kegozes dami. Now the nails are chatzitza. And the Taz claims, what koha oimei ligzois kegozes dami by mi'ila, by shvua moide b'miksas? We don't find that by chatzitzas. Koha oimei ligzois kegozes dami. So the Taz claims, no, the nail is not a chatzitza. The Ramah is meant to be machmir. Since they normally cut it, that's the minig. If you didn't do it, you are around the minig, you should go to the mikvah again. But if you know with absolute certainty that there was no dirt underneath the nail, fine. The Taz claims, then the tefillah was good b'diyeved. We don't do that. We cut the nails because we're afraid that there's dirt underneath. But it's not. How could the nail possibly be a chatzitza? It's an afkamina. What do you do on Shabbos if a woman forgot to cut her nails? According to the Shach, you have to get a Nachri to cut the woman's nails. And according to the Taz, because it's a chatzitza, and according to the Taz, you don't have to get a Nachri to clean out, cut the nails. You could just clean underneath the nails, and if you know that there's no dirt, you don't have to cut them, at least the Shabbos. Machlekes between the Taz and the Shach. So, why does the Taz feel? You don't say Kol Omei Ligzos Kegaz Dami. It's Machlekes over here in the Gemara. Kol Omei Ligzos Kegaz Dami. So the answer is probably because that's by Shvua. That's when you're talking about Karka versus Metalton, real estate versus commodities. Here we're discussing Talush versus Mechubar. Is this considered to be attached, or is this something separate from the body? But no one's going to say that this is Karka versus Metalton. That's not what Chatzitzas depend upon. It's a misapplication of the concept of Kol Omei Ligzos Kegaz Dami. It doesn't apply in this contest, because this halach also depends on Talosh versus Mechubar, not on Karka versus Metalton. However, the truth of the matter is, Rav Moshe Soloveitchik said that there's more than two categories. See, here what we're saying right now is, we have a machlekes in the Gemara, Kol Omei Ligzos Kegaz Dami, by the hair on the Eved from Meila. Or do we say Hanovim Ha'imdim Libatzer Kibitzuras Dami Alav Kibitzuras Dami? Are the grapes that are about to be cut, are they considered commodities or real estate? So we said, well, that's not the same as Shabbos. That's not the same as Truma. That's not the same as Chatzitza, where we clearly would not apply these categories. Kol Omei Ligzos Kegazos Dami by Shabbos, by Chatzitzas. These halachas depend on Talush versus Mechubar. The truth of the matter is, Rav Moshe Soloveitchik said almost every area of halacha where there's a difference between metalton and karka, or things attached to the ground that detach from the ground, the definition is unique to that specific area of halacha, or fits into another category. But there are many different categories and many different definitions of karka versus metalton, like we have over here by Shvua and by Me'ila, versus Talosh and Mechubar by Shabbos. There's other definitions in other areas of halacha which do not correspond to either of these two, meaning there's many different discussions which are not really related to one another as to the difference between Karka and Metalton. For example, look at the Rambam over here in Hilchos Me'ila. I gave it to Ois Gimel. Ein Me'ila ela betolosh min ha-Karka. Aval hanene be-Karka asma be-Mechubar la lo-imo. Let's say a person it benefits from something that's attached to the ground, belongs to Hekdish. He's not considered to have violated the prohibition of the Torah of Me'ila. Right? We saw this in our Gemara. There's no me'ila by karkos, avadim are hukshu le karkos, so there's no me'ila by avadim either, a discussion about the hair. So if it's attached to the ground, there's no me'ila. Kein hamakdish bayis banoi hadar bo lamoa. What if I build a house, and I dedicate the house to the Beis HaMikdosh, and now I live in the house? Have you violated me'ila? The Rambam says no. Why not? Everybody say, why not?
It's attached to the ground.
There's another halacha that depends on things attached to the ground versus not attached to the ground. That's avodah zarah. Avodah zarah, normally, if something is worshipped, it's prohibited in Hanah. You're not allowed to benefit from it. But if it's attached to the ground, it cannot become an avodah zarah and is permitted. Let's say someone would worship Mount Everest, the biggest mountain in the world. You know, there must be that there's some nitzaitzis of kedusha, a lot of nitzaitzis of kedusha over there. So they start worshiping the mountain of Mount Everest. So now is Mount Everest prohibited in Hana? Nobody can walk there anymore? Can you do that? Well, I hate my neighbor, so I'll worship his property. And now his property will be usher. So can you do that? Is it kamaha avodah zarah? Yeah. Okay, but how do we benefit from you're saying we benefit from the light of the sun? Okay. Yeah. So the Gemara says in Sanhedrin Mem Zayin Mebeis, turn later. The Mem Zayin Mebeis in Sanhedrin, the Gemara quotes from the Pasuk. Asher Atem Yoshim Oysam Es Eloyehem Al Hahorim Haromim Al Hahorim Eloyehem. Says the Gemara, Asher Atem Yoshim Oysam Es Eloyehem Al Hahorim Haromim. You're yarshening their gods on the tall mountains. Al Hahorim Eloyehem. On the mountains are their gods. Veloy Hahorim Eloyehem. The mountain itself is not the god. I mean, the mountain cannot be a deity. You can't declare Karka to be a deity, and therefore it does not become prohibited in Hanah, even though someone worships it. It just can't be an Avodah Zarah. Fine. Okay. What if someone worships a house? Well, we said by me'ila, if it's attached to the ground, no me'ila by karka, no me'ila by a house. If I dedicate a house to the Beis HaMikdash and I live in it, there's no me'ila. Ain't me'ila by karkos. What if there's no avodah zarah by karka too? What if I worship a house? Writes the Rambam, Bayis Shabanu Ha'oved Kachavim. Mitchilo Sheyeh Habayis Atzmai Nevod. I build a house in order to worship it. V'cheina Mishtach V'lubayis Bonoi. Or a guy bows down to a house. Hareza Osabano. Why? What's the difference? Yeah.
We consider the house the same as Mount Everest.
Yeah, it's attached to the ground. By Me'ila.
The Mount Everest is part of the ground.
Right? Oh, so Avodah Zarah is not the same. Why isn't it the same? If by Me'ila, a house that's built on the ground, ain't Me'ila Bekark, ain't Me'ila, by Abayis Bonoi, how come when it comes to Avodah Zarah, we don't apply the same standard? Good kasha. That's what Moshe Soloveitchik explained. No, because Avodah Zarah is a different definition. See, Shabbos is Talush and Mechubar. Me'ila and Shvuah depends on Karka versus Metaltolin. However, Avodah Zarah seems to depend on whether or not, this is what he gave it a definition, it's Yesh by Tfisas Yad Adam or Ein by Tfisas Yad Adam. Can I pick it up or can I not pick it up? If you can pick it up, it can become Avodah Zarah. If you can't pick it up, it cannot become Avodah Zarah. It's a different definition of Karka versus Metaltolin. It's not real estate versus commodity. It's not attached to the ground versus detached on the ground like Truma and Shabbos. This is Tfisas Yad Adam or Ein Bo Tfisas Yad Adam. And he brought a riot from the Rambam in Perichet of Hilchas Avodah Zarah, Locha Aleph. Look at the Rambam. The Rambam says, Kol She'ein Bo, I mean, he tells you explicitly, Kol She'ein Bo Tfisas Yad Adam. Anything you can't pick up. V'lo Yaso Adam. And you didn't make it. Even though you worship it, it's mutabano. If an oved kachavim worships a mountain, a valley, a tree, v'esa behema, or an animal, hare elu mutar hana. The animal is mutar in hana. Why is the animal mutar in hana? They worship the animal. Why is the animal mutar in hana? Because you can't pick it up. I guess, my boy, if they worship a little chihuahua, I don't know. But he said, I guess you didn't make it. I don't know. So he says, Ein bo tfisas yad adam. So then it's mutar nano. The animal is also mutar nano. What does an animal have to do with things attached to the ground? Even though avadim are hukshu l'karkos, balei chayim are not hukshu l'karkos. So why then is it mutar nano? The answer is, Avodah Zarah is a different definition. Avodah Zarah is Yesh bo tfisas yad adam versus Ein bo tfisas yad adam. Yeah.
I
have no idea. They obviously intuited it from the sources that I have limitations of karka versus metalto by Avodah Zarah. That doesn't depend on karka versus metalto, and that's the same as shvua. Each halacha depends on different factors. Or for example, he extended this. He said that's the pshat in the Ramah in Hilchas Avelus. Yes.
So when the
Jews
are commanded to like destroy
the Asherah
tree.
Yeah, Asherah. What about
Asherah
tree?
Is that like separate?
I thought the Asherah tree is also about, no, I don't know. As I was reading it, I was like, what about the Asherah tree? I'm not sure. It's a good question. Yes. I don't know offhand. I don't know.
They also required to like destroy the houses of the people living there as well.
A house can become a Avodah Zarah. A house can be. Huh? Yeah, I don't know. Or not. I guess he must mean an animal you can't pick up. Or a tree that they had nothing to do with its growing. I don't know. I don't want to speculate. I don't know.
How does a house
what? You built it. You put piece after piece after piece. Yeah. A person built it. It's not a naturally occurring house. You participate in its growing, I guess, versus a tree you didn't participate. I don't know. I didn't look into that. I'm not sure. Yes.
These are like criteria.
Each thing has its own definition and rules and regulations, which are not the same. That's why it's not consistent. Most people would have thought Tysus keeps being bothered again and again. We'll see another Tysus. How come we apply Kibitzuris Damyan over here and not over there? So, why? The answer is because they're different definitions. Or we just saw the confusion by Chatzitzos. The Shach wanted to apply Ko Ame Ligzos Kigozos Damyan by Chatzitzos. What does one have to do with the other? This is Metaltolin, real estate versus commodities. What does that have to do with whether this is attached to my body or not? So there does seem to be some confusion about it. The Shulchan Aruch writes over here, Ois Vav. A halacha that a kever is asa b'hanah. a grave. That learned out again in the Gemara in Sanhedrin, Mem Zayin Mebei, same daf. The Gemara learns it out on the bottom of the Yomud, Mem Zayin Mebei, with a Gzera Shava. Because the Pasuk says, Vatama Sham Miriam Vatikaver Sham. Miriam died there, she was buried there. So the Pasuk says Sham. And the Pasuk says, by Avodah Zarah, Asher Avdu Sham Hagoyim. So just like Avodah Zarah is Asa Bahana, so too the Gemara says, a Kaver is Asa Bahana. A grave. Okay, a grave is also
Bahana. What Hana did you get from the grave?
What are you talking about? You sit on it. You sleep in it. I don't know. So says the Shulchan Aruch, Kevin Shobinyan also Bahana. If you build a mausoleum, it's also Bahana. About Karka, Oilam Shal Kevin Eino Nesa. Karka can't become also and Hana. The ground is not also Bahana. Can't be. What is also Bahana? Kevin Shobinyan, a house. V'yesh oimrim, says the Rama, that karka shavachu min hakever because of an osim alav, that dirt that you piled on, you took off initially, then you piled it back on top of the day, you know, the mace, that's osibana too. The havitalo shuvusad chibra osibana, because it was detached, then you reattached it, that's osibana. So the mausoleum is osibana, and the dirt that you removed to put back on top of the guy is osibana. But the ground underneath the mace that was never removed, that can't become Asabana. What is Asabana? The house on top, and the oil on top, and the dirt that you put on top of the mace. That becomes Asabana. Talushu bosayf chibroi, Asabana. The problem is, Taisus writes in Masech Lizgin the following. The Gemara says in Masech Lizgin on Davdal and Aleph, a get has to be written on something detached from the ground. If it's written on something that's attached to the ground, it's no good. You can't write a get on on a tree. So here's your get. I carved it in the tree, right below, you know, the little cupid. I carved the get. Didn't work out. Okay. Seif Maisa. Before, after. You can't put it on a tree. It cannot be attached to the ground. And says the Gemara, it has to be detached from the ground. When it's written, and when it's signed, to exclude what? What if it was written betalush, and now it's mechubar? How could you have such a thing? Written betalush, and signed while it's mechubar. Meaning the Gemara says it must be detached from beginning to the end of the process. Written, signed by the witnesses, must all be betalush, as opposed to if it was betalush and now it's mechubar. How could you have such a thing? It says Tosfos, "V'lamli leminkat v'chasi mosoi," and its signatures. Kevin shahayis aksiva betalush. Since it was written betalush, e afshal chasi mosoi shemim mechubar. How can it possibly be signed while it's attached if it was already detached? Yesh loimer the mishkachas lo shekazal ilon talush. You wrote it on a detached tree v'akach nato. Then you planted it v'hishrish, and it becomes rooted. V'chasmu, now it's attached. So you see, if something becomes attached, it takes root by a get, that's considered to be, what is that considered to be? Mechubar. So that's what the Gemara had to say. It has to be tolish from beginning, from ksivaso ad chasimaso, to exclude the guy from writing it on the little tree in the bag that then you went and planted. Because once you plant it, now is it, what is it? What is it once you plant it? Mechubar. So they ask on the Shulchan Aruch, 1 minute, why does the Ramah then aser the dirt? The dirt is also about now that you throw on top of the mace, not only the house that you built on top of Asabana. The dirt that you threw on top of the mace is Asabana. Why is it Asabana? Kark is not Asabana. The answer is, this dirt you took out. Talush. Ulubisayv Kibro, then you put it back on. That's already aser. Oh, you took it out. Why? What if it's Tolosh Ubasayf Chibroi and it takes root? It becomes part of the ground again. What should it be? What does it be? What will it be if it takes root again? Mechubar. So how come the dirt over here can become usher once you put the dirt back on top of the mace? What should it be? Mechubar. And no Hana, no Easter Hana. What's going on? So the answer could be, again, based on our Moshe Soloveitchik, same idea, no. The Isra Anova Kever depends on like Avodah Zarah. Yesh bo Tfisas Yad Adam or Ein bo Tfisas Yad Adam. It doesn't depend. Get depends on Mechubah L'Karka versus Tolosh. Attached to the ground, detached. Kind of like Truma, kind of like Shabbos. But over here, this depends on Tfisas Adam versus Ein bo Tfisas Adam. So once you took it off, even though you put it back on, it's Yesh Mitzvises Yad Adam. The house that you built on top, even though there's no Me'ilah, if you'll dedicate it to the Beis HaMikdash, there won't be any Me'ilah. It will be Asa Ba'anah, but Tyrus Kever. It will be, if you bow down to it, will be Asa Ba'anah, Zavayda Zara. Because these halachas, Zavayda Zara, and the Isar and Avay Kever, depend on Yesh Mitzvises Yad Adam versus Ein Mitzvises Yad Adam. Separate halacha. So far we've collected three different definitions. As confusing could possibly be. By karka, for metal, for shvua, for me'ila, it depends on real estate versus commodities, karka versus metaltalin. By truma, by Shabbos, it depends on talush versus mechubar. By get also depends on talush versus mechubar. Attached to the ground, detached to the ground. And now we have, by avodah zarah, and by a kever being asa ba'anah, depends on yesh bo tfisas yad adam, or ein bo tfisas yad adam. There's a fourth area. The Gemara Shulchan Aruch says in Yeridei Hilchos Shechita, look at this. You can't find anything grosser than this. Hashaychei b'davar mechubar l'karka or l'guf. Let's say you shecht with something that's attached to the ground or to your body. Kegon tziporin. You know, there were some ma'alim. They used to do mila. They used to do priya with their fingernail. See, the shemayalim had it shaped like a triangle. We do... See, before mila, before you cut off the arha arla, so you have to separate, there's underneath the arha arla, there's a membrane called the arha priya. And it's attached to the gid at the top. So nowadays, we probe, every mile probe, that's why the baby cries before the mila. They always tell you, it's because it's cold. It's not because it's cold. It's because the mile is probing underneath the arha arla and separating this membrane from the top of the gid, which is painful, causes a little bleeding. That's why the baby cries. If you ever see a male that's very fast, like this male is super fast, you know why he's super fast? He probed in the room before he ever got there. There's a few male that do that. They probe before they ever get there, so the guy just takes it off, you know, takes it off the diaper, it's over. And other male are taking forever, mutching the baby. Why? It's not because they're not as proficient, it's because they're probing there, as opposed to probing earlier. Anyway, so some of them used to have a fingernail that's shaped like a triangle to probe. They didn't use a probe. We use a medical, you know, like an instrument. They use a fingernail to probe the arha, you know, to separate the membrane first. Anyway, what have you shaft with such a thing? Can you shaft with your nail? Shchitasa psula. Kegon tziporin v'shein hamechubar bebehema. Or let's say I slip a leg of a cow. I take the cow. Cow is a big, long nail. I don't know. Cows have nails. A cat. Take the cat. Think of a tiger. A cat. A chef with the tie with the cat's foot. No, you can't do it. It's a mechubar. Can't do it. Over tolish min akarka, but some chibur b'karka lo yidam. Okay, pa. So answer b'kiva eger on that line in Shulchan Aruch. He says temuli. He says adam is hukash l'karka. Behemoth is balei chayim, are not hukash lekarkos. Behemoths are not connected to the ground. People are somehow connected to the ground. They're related to the ground. Balei chayim, avodim are hukash lekarkos. Maybe bnei chayim are hukash lekarkos. But balei chayim are not hukash lekarkos. The isa da tem. I'm sorry. The adam is hukash lekarko. The krov is nachal tem. Av be'evik nanik siv mikol mokum yofin mina adam da alma. Every person is hukash lekarkos. But animals are not hukash lekarkos. So the truth of the matter is, Shulchan Aruch is quoting a Mishnah. The Mishnah says, if you shaft with a nail, it's no good. It's mechubar lekarka. Says Rabbi Akiva Eiger. Maybe that just means the nail of a person. Who told you the nail of an animal is no good too? An animal is not mechubar lekarka. A person maybe is hukash lekarkos. We could fetch it out. But an animal? What? Why an animal? So apparently, Moshe Salvation said, Hilchos Shechita has a different definition. Hilchos Shechita is anything that is attached to anything else that's not a handle. I mean, it's a long definition. Anything that's attached to anything else is mechubar. It doesn't mean attached to the ground. An animal is not the ground in any area of halacha. So what it means is, if it's attached to something beyond the handle, that's already mechubar. Mechubar means attached to something larger. So you can't shecht with that. Even though it's mu, I could, you know, cut off the leg of an animal and shecht with a nail. Use that as, you know, but the leg of the animal is not a handle. So anything that's attached to anything else, mechubar, separate area. So separate definition of mechubar versus metalton, or mechubar versus tolosh. Yes.
Why can't we say the animals like where the Rambam defined it as part of the ground by
Avodah Zarah? Ain bo tfisas yad adam.
Right.
Maybe similar to that.
Similar to a person also.
Maybe similar to that. Yeah. But I think here it means even if you cut off the limb and you're shechting with, let's say I take a whole big, you know.
Not
alive. Yeah. No. Maybe that's what it means. Separate definition. So right now we have four and counting. What do we have? We have Mi'ila and Shvua depend on Kvila state versus commodities. We had Avodah Zarah depends and Kever HaSavana depends on Tfisas Yadadam versus Ein Bo Tfisas Yadadam. Hilchos Shechita seems to be attached to anything. It's considered to be Mechubar and Talosh. And Shabbos and Truma depend on Talosh versus Mechubar. Attached to the ground versus detached to the ground. The truth of the matter is Shabbos and Truma are not even the same. Look at the Gemara in Masechet Shabbos. The Gemara says Masechet Shabbos the following. Gufa Amar Reish Lakish Tzror Arak Sha'alubo HaSavim. It has on it weeds. You know, something's growing on the rock. So they used it before the days of toilet paper. They would wipe with rocks. The person relieved himself, would use a bag of rocks. Sha'alubah asavim. Now you find a nice rock over there on the ground, but there's something growing on it. Can you use the rock on Shabbos? Ooh. You're going to detach stuff from the rock. Meaning there's stuff growing on the rock. If the guy wipes himself, he's going to, you know, cleans himself, he's going to detach stuff from the rock. No, you can use it. Also, you're picking it up off the ground. But if you detach stuff from it, you can pick it up. But if you detach what's growing on it, then you're chayev chatos. Amar papa shmamino midrash lakish hay parpisa. If you have an atzitz nakuv, a parpisa is a perforated flower pot. Shari l'totule, you can pick it up. Amar Abai Parpisa Hov Asi Vayada Neima Bamilsa. Now that the perforated flower pots came to our table of discussion, well, let's say something about it. Haimuna Chagabi Karka, if you have a perforated flower pot, Veinich Chagabi, and it's on the ground, Haini Chagabi, you say this, I take it, I put it in a brace, Mechai Mishum Toilesh. No, you can't do that on Shabbos. Again, if I have a perforated flower pot sitting on the ground, and I pick it up and I put it in a brace, Yechayev Mishum Toilesh. Hayamuna Chagabi Yaseidus, if it was sitting in a brace, you know, one of those flower pot braces where the bottom is open to the ground. You know what I'm talking about?
Yeah.
It's a circle. Veinich Chagabi Karka, sitting in a brace and I put it on the ground, Chayev Mishum Noteah. Yechayev for Noteah. So, you know, forget about the first part of the Gemara about the person who's relieving himself. Let's just take this halacha. You have a perforated flower pot that's sitting on the ground. I pick it up, I put it on Gabi Yesedos in a brace. Yechayev Mishum Toilesh, or what we would call Koitzer. Detaching something from the ground, like picking an apple from a tree. If it was on the brace and you put it on the ground, Yechayev for Zareah. So what does that mean? If you take something off the ground, I have a perforated flower pot, and I pick it up and I put it on Gabi Yesedos, now is that considered to be attached to the ground or detached from the ground? You're chayev for Koitzer. So what does that tell you about it?
Detached.
It's probably detached from the ground. It's probably detached from the ground. Even though it is considered to be still drawing nutrients from the ground, that was the Gemara's assumption, nutrients fly through the air up to the perforated flower pot. Nonetheless, if you pick it up, it's detached from the ground, it's kaitzer. However, and that's how the Rambam passes in Hilchos Shabbos. Look over here, Perches, Hilchos Shabbos, Halacha Dawud. Gavshusha Shalafra, I have a clump of dirt, Sha'alaba Asavim, and there's weeds in it. A perforated flower pot. Higbil me'al ha'aretz v'nicha gabi yaseilos, I pick it up off the ground and I put it in this brace, chayv mishum toilesh. So attached to the ground or detached to the ground. I have a perforated flower pot over the ground, attached or detached. Well, the Rambam says if you pick it off the ground, it was on the ground, then I pick it up, chayv mishum koitzer. What does that imply? It's detached. Detached.
Amen.
If I pick it up, kaitzer. What must that mean?
No.
Presumably, detached. However, in Hilchos Truma, writes the Rambam, Hilchos Trumas, Perek Aleph, Halacha Chav Gimel, Afa Chutz La'aretz Shebo B'Sfina. I have dirt from Chutz La'aretz that's coming on a boat. B'Zman She'Sfina Goy Sheshes La'aretz, As long as the bolt is digging into the ground, harezet semeach boy chayav b'truma. Even though the clump of dirt that's on the bolt, is that attached to the ground or detached from the ground? It's detached. Yeah, but you'll say, but the bolt underneath it is attached. Okay, but look at the next halacha. Otzitz nakuv. I have a perforated flower pot. V'haya ikara ba'aretz v'noifa b'chutzlaretz. The pot is, let's say, here is the line between, Eretz Yisrael and Chutzlaretz. So if the pot is here, but the leaves and the branches are all in Chutzlaretz, says the Rambam, noifai Chutzlaretz, hocham achar hanoif. You follow the branches. What if the branches would be over Eretz Yisrael? Would it be chayv and trumas or maizus or no?
Yeah.
Why? But if the branches are over chutz laaretz, it's pater. So what does it depend on? Where the what ground it's over, right? That's what it depends on. What ground it's over. So over here, the branches are over Eretz Yisrael. Are the branches attached? I don't know. They're over Eretz Yisrael. So there might be nutrients flying through the ground, but that's detached. Unless it's rooted in the ground, according to the Rambam, is detached. How come then, or certainly over here, the branches are, if they're over Chutz La'aretz, it's Pater and Trumas and Maasus. If they're over Eretz Yisrael, let's say the opposite. I had a flower pot in a Chutz La'aretz, and the branches in Eretz Yisrael. Chayv and Trumas and Maasus or not? Presumably yes. The Rambam says, if the flower pot's here and the branches are out, Pater. If the flower pot would be here and the branches would be in, presumably it would be Chayv. But why? It's not attached to the ground. That's no different than the Rambam's perforated flower pot that's sitting on Gavi Yaseda, sitting in a brace. The Rambam says, if it's on the ground, then I pick it up. Yochai Mishum Toilish on Shabbos. It's detached from the ground. How come then if I have my flower pot in Chutz Laretz, the branches are hanging over Eretz Yisrael? How come they're Yochai Mishumas and Maasus? So Moshe Salavitch said, again, there's a difference. Chumas and Maasus depends on, is it drawing nutrients from the ground? So if it's drawing nutrients from the ground in Chutz La'aretz, it's Pater in Trumas and Maizus. If it's drawing nutrients from the ground in Eretz Yisrael, it's Chayv in Trumas and Maizus. The Gemara had an assumption in botanics. I don't know if that's true. That I think it is true. I researched it once. But that the that nutrients go up through the air to produce that's growing on top. There is. You could look it up. There's such a... It draws some sort of nutrients from the ground. There's some benefit to being over the ground. So if the produce, even though the base of the flower pot is in Chutz La'aretz, but the branches are over Eretz Yisrael, since it's drawing nutrients from Eretz Yisrael, it's Chayv in Trumas and Maasus. So Trumas and Maasus really depends more on drawing nutrients from the ground from Eretz Yisrael versus drawing nutrients from Chutz La'aretz. We're not drawing nutrients from the ground. That's a separate halacha. Shabbos depends on literally attached to the ground versus detached from the ground. So a flower pot that, even though it's perforated and there might be nutrients going back and forth, Lamaitis is detached from the ground. You're chayv on Shabbos if you pick it up off the ground. Trumas and Maasus doesn't depend on that. Trumas and Maasus depends on drawing nutrients from the ground versus not drawing nutrients from the ground. Separate halacha. They're both called Talash and Mechubar, but they're entirely different halachas. So far we have, what do we have? Five definitions. All different. We have Me'ila and Shvuas. Taking a Shvua. You can't take a Shvua on Karka. There's no Me'ila by Karkos. That depends, real estate versus commodities. Then Tysus points out Truma is different. Truma and Shabbos are, or at least Shabbos, is Mechuba LaKarka versus Eina Mechuba LaKarka. Then we said Truma really doesn't even depend on that. Truma depends, not Mechuba LaKarka, Eina Mechuba LaKarka means it depends on drawing nutrients from the ground or not drawing nutrients from the ground. So if these grapes are still attached to the tree, even though it's Ayman Libotzer, well, that's still drawing nutrients from the ground. That would still consider to be Mechubar. So that's three. Shabbos and Truma, two. And Me'ila and Shavuos is another different. That's three. Then we had Avodah Zarah and Kever. That's Yesh B'Tfisas Yadam, the main B'Tfisas Yadam. Then we had Shechita, which is the fifth. Shechita depends on just attached to something larger. And there's one more. A sixth area, which depends on something else entirely. Writes the Rashbam, the following. The Gemara has a discussion in a few places, whether or not what we've been assuming throughout, that Avodim are Hukshu L'Karkos. That's our Gemara over here, Tezvavim and Aleph. By Me'ila, Avodim are Hukshu L'Karkos. There's no Me'ila by Karka, therefore there's no Me'ila by the Eved, and because Avodim are Hukshu L'Karkos, a discussion by the hair. However, so avodah mahukshu lekarkos. However, the Rashbam writes in Baba Basra that that's only with regards to Mi'ila, or with regards to Shvua. The Nehida Iskish Lakarka Kidichsiv. Oh, I'm sorry. Here, Tysus makes this point. I'm sorry. We have to see Tysus. Our Tysus here. Banavim. He poses the problem. Look over here. Tysus says, Banavim. Sorry, out of order for a moment. Look at our Tysus. That's Vel Merav. Banavim. Tysus says, but there's a Gemara Mesechtus Ksubis that seems to say that there's a sixth area. Again, our Gemara has a discussion whether Anavim Ha'imdim Libatzer Kibitzuras Damin or not Kibitzuras Damin. By the hair of the Eved, by the grapes growing on the tree, for Shvuah Moedim Mixas. So says Taisus Tema, the Beperek Naira Parach Gabizil Havle Mitamre Da'aboide. There was a Yosaim, a Yosaima, who wanted to collect her Mezainah. See, normally when a father dies, parents die. Father dies, so the sons get the Yerusha. Daughters do not the Arsha. But the daughters are entitled to support from the estate. So she, the daughter Nebuch, didn't get any part in the Arusha. She came to collect her support from the brothers. So she came to collect, so she wanted to collect from, pay me, but they didn't have anything on hand. So they said, well, go take, or the Beis Din told her, go take from the dates that are growing in the field. Take your support. Take your mezainas. Gabizil havo mitamrei da'aboidya that are on the, they used to put out stuff underneath the date tree to catch the date so it shouldn't fall on the ground and get ruined. They put out a sheet. That's the boidya. So ask the Gemara for 1 minute. Sof kol ha'omid ligzois, but you can't collect, I'm sorry, you cannot collect though, I'm sorry, the dates that are on the ground, you cannot collect, because a Baal Chayv, someone who you owe money to a creditor, can only collect from Karka, cannot collect from a Taltalin. That's the general rule. A Baal Chayv collects from Karka, not from a Taltalin. So the Gemara asks, you can't collect from the dates that are on the sheet, because that is Metaltalin. So what are you going to collect from? Collect from the dates that are on the tree, about to fall off. So says the Gemara, sof, kol, ami, ligzos, kigazos, dummy. Whatever dates are going to be fall off later, already as if they fell off, so you can't even collect from the ones that are on the tree. Again, a Baal Chayv only collects from a Taltalin. He doesn't collect from Karka. He doesn't collect from a Taltalin. Baal Chayv can't collect from loose items. He has to collect from Karka. That's where a creditor could collect from. So how can this daughter, who's the Yisayma, she's like a creditor because she's entitled to support from the estate of her late father, how can she collect from the dates? The dates are Taltalin. So the Gemara says, no, the ones attached to the tree. He asks the Gemara, Soif. It's still attached to the, even though it's attached to the tree, it's about to be cut off. Says the Gemara, the tzricha l'diko kaminon. It still needs the tree. Okay, so they're not kol ha'omid ligzos. It's not ready to be cut off. But ask the Gemara, I'm sorry, ask Taisus, umay parich, harabon da hachalas luach svara. The Rabbanon here, who are the author of that Gemara Masechtas Ksubis, who holds over here, Anavim Ha'imdim Libatzer Kibtzuras Damin, that's her mayor. The Chachamim hold, Kolam Achuba L'Karka Reu K'Karka. So why does the Gemara ask you can't collect from the dates? I know it's complex. But why does the Gemara ask you can't collect from the dates? That should be considered to be Metalkalin K'Kolayim E'Ligzos K'Gozos Dami. The Chachamim don't hold Kolayim E'Ligzos K'Gozos Dami. The Chachamim hold, call Mechuba L'Karka Reu K'Karka. So when Baal Chayv is coming to collect, no one seems to assume, I'm sorry, everyone seems to assume, Kol Ha'omid Ligzos K'Gozos Dami. Even though here it's a Machlekes, it's between Ramei and the Chachamim, when it comes to a Baal Chayv, a creditor collecting, he can only collect from real estate. He can't collect even those who hold that the grapes attached to the ground are considered to be real estate with regards to Shvuah, with regards to Me'ilah, not when it comes to a Baal Chayv. Why is the Baal Chayv different? So the Rashbam and the Nemukei Yosef both explain that it's because a Baal Chayv is an entirely different halacha. When a creditor wants to collect, he wants to collect from what they call Nechasim Sheyesh Lehem Achrayis, something that I know will always be around. See, when a Baal Chayv makes his lien on your property, he doesn't make his lien on your television set. You can't put up a television set, as you shouldn't have one anyway. But you cannot put up your laptop as a lien on a loan. A laptop's here today, is gone tomorrow. I don't know what. Or I have a lot of groceries in my refrigerator. That will be my collateral for a loan. That's ridiculous. A creditor is not going to have assurances that you'll have that around when I want to come and collect my loan. If you put up, what can you put up for collateral on a loan? What can you put up? Real estate. Why? Not because it's versus real estate versus commodities. It means something I know will always be there. So when I come to collect the loan, I know it's going to be there. So even the chachamim who hold that grapes, when it comes to me'ila, when it comes to shvua, are not considered to be commodities. That's real estate. They don't hold on other ma'amim libatzik b'suras damyan. When a balchayiv comes to collect, the lien is only on things that are not ever going to be cut. Even though now it's attached to the ground, it's real estate, not a commodity for shvua, for me'ila. When it comes to balchayiv, it's a different category. It's nechazim she'eshel ma'chayiv, something I know will always be there. The grapes will not always be there. See, even the chachamim who don't say here they will say it. Look inside at the Rashbam. We'll just read it. Look in the middle of the second line. Or over here, the nehida iskish lekarkos. It's true. Avadim are hukshu lekarkos. Kegain leknaisim bekasev shav bechazak v'shul yishav alem shem anamna. Aval leinian balchayv kimetal to idami. Even an eved is kimetal to him when it comes to a creditor. De'ein balchayv soymech el al karkos. Balchayv only trusts in real estate. Literally, karka. She'ein yecholin li'aviv lo'zlozuz l'min kaiman. It will always be there. Aval avodim, or grapes that will ultimately be cut, or dates that will ultimately be cut, even though now it's not set to be cut. And even if they don't normally hold an oven, my oven will be pasuk b'tzuras damim by shavua or by me'ila. Here, everybody holds of it, because lo samcha daite. The creditor did not rely on those things when he issued you the loan. What did he rely on? Literally, ground. Because I know that's always going to be there. But anything else, anything short of that, not. So even though, presumably a house would be included. You could put up a house as a collateral. Even though a house, as we saw by Me'ila, is detached. A house by Me'ila is attached to the ground, but not by Avodah Zarah. Here would probably be good. Because the Balchayv knows it's always going to be there. But Avodim, even though the Hukshul Lekarkos by Me'ila, not by a Balchayv. And even though the grapes that are not Oimdim Libotzer are not Kibitzuris Damyan by Balchayv, that's not true, because the creditor didn't rely on them. So what emerges, Rabbi Isai, is we have six areas of Halacha, there's six separate definitions of what's called Karka, what's called Metaltalin. This is a famous Svar from Rabbi Isai Soloveitchik. It appears in the Chidushei HaGram HaLevi. The first is Me'ila and Shavuos, that depends on Karka versus Metaltalin. Then we have Shabbos, which depends on attached to the ground, detached to the ground. Truma depends on if you're drawing nutrients from the ground or not drawing nutrients from the ground. And we had Shechita, which depends on attached to anything else. Me'ila, Avodah Zarah and Kever, which depends on Yesh Bo Tfisas Yadalim, Ein Bo Tfisas Yadalim. And finally, Baal Chayv, which depends on things that will always be around, the Chazm Sheyesh Lamachrayis, versus things that will not always be around, which the Baal Chayv does not have intention when he issues the loan to have a lien on those things, because they won't always be here. It's only in those things that he knows will always be here. Complicated shtickle Torah, though.